Is a sovereign state for Christians in Iraq a good idea? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to be looking at the dichotomy of personal safety versus God's call to witness. What do we truly value? You'll also hear about the wider impact of child sponsorship. A hint? It helps more than just the child. We're sharing how you can pray, give, and go with the news of today. First, Iraqi Christians, Yazidis, and other minorities gathered in Washington earlier this month with a proposal. They want a safe zone established for them in northern Iraq, which could eventually become a sovereign state. Sounds like a good idea, right? Well, Todd Nettleton with the Voice of Martyr says it raises an important question about safety versus outreach.
If you separate out all of the Christians and put them in one area and you put all the Muslims in a different area, who's going to go to the Muslim area and share the gospel? How are Muslims going to encounter Christ through the example and through the testimony of their neighbors?
One thing is certain. Iraq's Christians need encouragement.
We have a very active ministry in this region, actually working with Christians who have been displaced by ISIS, helping them with aid, food, shelter, medicine, but also helping them with spiritual aid, with Bibles, with other gospel materials, and equipping them to reach out to Muslims around them.
If you have a heart for evangelism in the Middle East, God can use you to support believers there. One way is to put together a family med pack with the Voice of the Martyrs for persecuted Christians. Get the details on that through a link at missionnews.org. And the other way?
We want to pray that the Christians who are there will continue to have a witness, but also obviously for God's protection over them in what is a region that is really constantly in upheaval and war.
This story goes in a completely different direction. It's a shame that in the 21st century, certain moms can't even take their kids into grocery stores without being harassed by adults. That's what happened to one mom in Michigan who found a nasty note in her shopping cart about her autistic 6-year-old son. The boy had been imitating the sounds around him when a stranger planted a note which read, "Buy that kid a muzzle." Sally Gallagher with Kingstable Ministries says,
"For a parent, it's devastating. I know I've been in that situation where people have made comments. And you love your child, you love your sister, your brother, and it's devastating because you know who they are as a person."
Kingstable Ministries advocates for and helps special needs individuals and their families in a number of ways, one of which is by raising awareness. And really, awareness seems to be the major problem. Too many people don't understand disabilities or don't believe things like autism actually exist.
When a child is loud, you know, a child that has autism, they have different ways of sharing, explaining, or just being who they are.
And it's how God made them. So pray that these special needs individuals and their families would know they are deeply loved, if not by people, by God. And keep listening to find out more about how you can be praying and getting involved. And finally, Compassion International is known for child sponsorship. But Silas Balraj says partnership with local churches around the world has far-reaching impact on communities too.
When a program like Compassion in partnership with the local church enters into a community, it actually just doesn't enter into a community. It actually enters into the home through the life of a child. But when you touch the life of a child, you're actually touching the essence of why the parents are existing.
As parents see their kids' lives changed, they see the gospel in action.
That begins to ask the question, why are these people doing it for me? What is it that is so different from the other folks that never did it? And then it begins to happen that it's just not about religion. It's about love in action, genuineness and consistency. It's not a one-time kind of handout, but it's consistency and it happens day in and day out.
Compassion's partnership with a local church empowers that church to provide very specific programs for families of sponsored children. When we're talking community transformation, it's both inside and out. Get the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and sometimes you just want to shut it out because it seems hopeless. But how about this? Let's change the world instead. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a prayercast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. It's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.